Well, whenever we see an ad for orange juice, it usually includes words like 100% pure, not from concentrate, or even sunshine in a glass. Most of us think it's healthy juice made of fresh Florida oranges and chock full of vitamin C. A book says the OJ in your glass could be chock full of other stuff as well, like chemicals, artificial flavor, even sugar. The book is called Squeezed, What You Don't Know About Orange Juice, and its author, Alyssa Hamilton, joins us now with more on this. So I think it's true that people who enjoy a glass of orange juice think it's pure, it's good for your health. You say not so. How come?
Well, I'll correct you. I don't say that there are artificial additives or sugar added, but certainly a product such as Not From Concentrate, which is marketed as a higher quality, fresher product than, say, From Concentrate, is a heavily processed product.
So tell me more about that. When you investigated Not From Concentrate, you're right. I think people think that they're getting better quality. So what actually is in Not From Concentrate?
Well, the juice is stored in these huge million-gallon aseptic storage tanks. Mm. And when the juice goes into the tanks, so that it can keep, it has to be deaerated, which essentially it has to be stripped of oxygen. When you strip the juice of oxygen, you also strip it of flavor-providing chemicals, natural chemicals to the orange juice. So the juice companies then hire flavor and fragrance companies, same ones that make high-end perfumes and colognes.
Fragrance?
Fragrance companies to manufacture flavor packs to put back into the juice to make it taste fresh.
And if the juice didn't have these flavor packs and these fragrances injected into it, what would the taste be? Would it be completely devoid of that orange, tangy orange taste?
It would taste like sugar water, essentially. It would be the natural sugar solids. This isn't added sugar that I'm talking about, but it wouldn't taste like an orange. It has the flavor removed once it's stripped of the oxygen.
And what's in flavor packs? What are the chemicals that go into this?
Well, they're derived from orange essence and oils that are lost during processing. But what the flavor companies do is they break down the oils and essence into the constituent chemicals and then mix and match, reassemble them into flavor packs that have actually signatory. Each company has its stamp. For instance, Minute Maid has a reputation for a candy-like orange flavor. Mm. And most of the flavor packs going into juice sold in the North American market have high concentrations of a chemical called ethyl butyrate, because the industry has discovered this is what we like most about the taste of a freshly squeezed orange. So it has levels in higher concentrations than would be naturally there in the juice.
Ethyl butyrate does not sound appetizing
doesn't sound
at
very
all.
Good, it, but,
it's
but
just it, and a flavor enhancer?
It comes from orange essence. Hmm. So it's one of the chemicals, one of the many chemicals that make up a very complex flavor. Orange is a very complex flavor.
I'm sure part of the mythology of marketing is this impression that when you're drinking your orange juice, it's not long from that
orange grove. Well, you have the straw punctured into the orange.
Exactly.
That's the image that is implanted on all our minds when we drink orange juice.
So typically, how long is it between the time an orange is picked in the orchard and the time it winds up in our fridge or on the kitchen table?
Well, that's a good question. We don't think of orange juice having a season because we get it 365 days of the year, but
right.
That question depends on when you're drinking the orange juice. Mm. So from March to June, when it's Valencia season in Florida, which is the Cadillac of oranges in the industry, the Valencia, you're getting more fresh juice in your Not From Concentrate than, say, in the summer, during the summer months when there aren't oranges growing in Florida and they're getting the oranges from Brazil.
So as you debunk the myths of processing orange juice, are there real nutritional or health concerns here?
Well, I'm not a dietitian, so I stay away from, dietary advice. But there could be cause for concern with respect to the flavor packs. The oils that they're getting are from mostly oranges grown in Brazil because it's cheaper there. And, the environmental regulations are not the same there, obviously, as they are here. So we don't know the pesticides that are being used. I just yesterday received an email from a concerned father who said his son gets allergic reactions to drinking all the processed juices on the market, yet he can drink a glass of freshly squeezed juice and eat a whole orange without.
So given those kind of concerns, and given that it's just always better to know what you're eating or drinking,
right,
what advice do you have for people? Is there certain things you should be looking for on labeling?
A good gauge for in terms of freshness is the best before date. If it has a 60-day shelf life, you can pretty much count on it being a heavily processed, manipulated product. Fresh juice doesn't last more than a couple of days.
Okay, good to know. Forewarned is forearmed. Alyssa, thanks very much for joining us
today. Thank you.